the Purpose Driven Mother Podcast, show number 12. What's going on, Radiant Mothers? I am Alicia Askew, host of the Purpose Driven Mothers Podcast, where mothers are having the conversation not about trying to be the perfect mother, but embracing the woman who they are. Hear from the most courageous and inspiring mothers who share their story on how they went beyond the apron, discovered their purpose, and are achieving their greatest desires. Peeling off the layers of their most vulnerable moments and lessons learned, these mothers have found the drive that they need to help them thrive on their purpose-driven journey. So stay tuned and learn how you can become that purpose-driven mother. All right, ladies, thank you so much for joining in on the Purpose Driven Mother Podcast today. I am so excited to get started with today's guest, Melina Bliss. I have reached out to her to just ask some discovery questions about this new transition that I am taking my business. And I just wanted to kind of find out exactly what it is that she does and how does she come about doing it. And in the midst of it all, we just connected and it hit it off instantly. And that's how she became a guest on today's podcast. So Melina had a stellar career in corporate America, where she was earning six figures as an advertising executive. And then one day she realized that working for a Fortune 100 company was not her destined path. So now Melina is a holistic enlightenment coach, an intuitive vibrational guide, and a speaker with a passion for connecting people of all ages with their authentic selves by unleashing their vibrational flow. So since leaving her corporate company in 13 years ago, she has been coaching and guiding clients, as well as finding a creative outlet in web and image design. Her company, Momental Bliss, focuses on connecting our innate creativity, compassion, and connectivity one moment, one vibration at a time. So as far as her creative outlet, she provides business image enhancement services where she assists businesses in elevating their image to the next level. And then if you want more of Melina, her new show, The Secret Superpower Hour, is a live blog talk radio that comes out every Friday. So don't forget to check her out there. And yes, as we know, she does wear many hats, but one of her most joyful roles that she is privileged to have is being a single mother of two amazing boys, which one is special needs, but she is happy and committed to homeschooling them both. So Melina, she doesn't just guide her children. She doesn't just teach and guide her children, but she also learns from their wise and loving ways as well. All right, Melina, thank you so much for joining me today. I am so excited that you are here just sharing your story and all of the life-changing events that have happened in your life to kind of make you to be that woman who you are today. So can you just share with us a little bit about what you do, how you do it, and how did you even get started with it?
Oh, wow. For me, I'm a holistic enlightenment coach and an intuitive vibrational guide. That is my main avenue of business. And really, that all came in about 16 years ago when I decided to leave corporate America. And I took some opportunity as an expecting mom to really look at where I wasn't sure if I wanted to stay in, you know, the big fast world of big money and all that stuff, or if I really wanted to step away and be more connected. And so as time passed, I eventually made the decision to leave corporate America. And at that point, I was pregnant with my first child. And I took that reflective time of really being able to bond with myself and the baby that was, you know, growing inside me to kind of reflect on how I had gotten to where I was, because I grew up in a very dark childhood. I experienced emotional, physical, spiritual, and even levels of sexual abuse. And yet I never, while I had some challenges, don't get me wrong, I didn't have a lot of the expected challenges. I didn't have such abuse and all those things that people who know me, or especially people in the therapeutic world that know me say, wow, you know, how did you come this far and not, you know, hang on to one of those things.
Right.
And for me, I realized that there had been something that had been keeping me separate. And while I tried to attribute it to mainstream religion, for me, that just wasn't it. You know, my grandfather was a Southern Baptist preacher, and I adore him and all that he was, all that he stood for, because he has passed. However, it never quite fit for me, you know, and I realized at some point that I had been bubbling myself intuitively. I had just been finding ways to separate myself and shield myself from what was going on, because the abuse attempted to continue into my 20s when I finally separated myself from my biological and adopted parents completely and removed that toxicity from my world. And so what I was able to do was really just dig deep, dive in, and find out that there was a spiritual connection, a wisdom, like an ancient wisdom that was included down in there somewhere that I had been tapping into intuitively. And once I made that recognition and really began to, not just intuitively, but knowingly, consciously, you know, digging in and making that, working with it and that connection, I realized that I had all along been doing some form of healing or and or energy work with people, and it really connected with things I had done as a child growing up with nursing homes and extended care facilities and things like that that I had always been drawn to work with, and people had always been attracted to me in that nature. And so I began to look into different types of coaching, but more whole body, mind, body, spirit, you know, soul, all of that. And then I began to really dive into my energy work. And so that's kind of how it all came about for me.
Oh, wow. And I definitely do want to say that I'm sorry to hear about your father. But let's touch on a few things that you had spoke about. So first, I do know that you had said that you were working in corporate America, making six figures. How were you even able to make that transition going from something that felt so secure to something that was kind of unknown and not as familiar as what you have come to know as your reality?
You know, and I apologize, my dog is making noise in the background. You know, for me, I was married at the time. I'm a single mom now. And when I left corporate America, I initially left under maternity leave. I had been there a while. I got really sick when I was pregnant, so I had to leave on disability for a while. I had two pulmonary emboli, and I almost died during my first pregnancy. So when I took that time off of work, and the company was fighting me, they did not want me to leave. They wanted me to stay. They wanted me to be a producer. You know, they were worried about the number. And so for that first time that I left and I was fighting for money, that income wasn't coming in. So I was able to really adjust myself and how I live. Now, mind you, my ex-husband wasn't keen on it. You know, he had become reliant on that second income because it was considerably larger than his. However, you know, my life at that point, I think when my life was in danger and the life of our unborn child was in danger, it was something that you kind of just said, okay, you acclimate or something dire can happen. You know, it's not a choice. It's just something you do. And then after that, I, of course, had maternity leave. And then I was able, I was in a position as an ad executive to be able to take a year sabbatical. So I went further and took a year sabbatical and spent that first year after my maternity leave with my new child. And I just realized that the money wasn't, I was paying too high of a price. I was selling my soul to the devil, so to speak. You know, I couldn't work the way I wanted to work. I loved building my clients' businesses. However, I was doing it with such a high price attached to it that the money wasn't worth it. You know, the fast-paced life was certainly stressful, and the money was nice, but they didn't balance out for me, you know. And for me, monetarily, materially, even, it just wasn't worth it. So that transition really wasn't that hard for me. Now, if you go back and dig down into how hard it was on my marriage, that was a totally different story. But for me personally, it wasn't hard. It was like, you know, there was no question. It was just, you know, the money can go away because I need the peace of mind. I know how I want to raise my children in a way that I wasn't raised. I think that may have helped me knowing the turmoil that I grew up in and how much money had a place in that, I knew that if I stepped away from those big dollar signs and could really focus on my children and not the need to be able to make more, and just be driven by the money aspect, that I could give them more of me.
Yes, definitely. And so as far as this intuitive nature and energy that you have within you, is this something that is hereditary? Is it genetics? Or how did this get instilled in you?
Oh, it certainly didn't come from anybody in my family. from what I gather, even I was given up for adoption back when I was it was finalized when I was 13, but I do know some history back in there as to, you know, the paternal side of my family particularly, and as well as the maternal side, and believe me, this doesn't come from anywhere in my family. I believe that, well, actually I know, we are all connected in through energy. We're all connected universally, whether you look at it as through a God source or through a universal source or however we choose to label it, we're all connected. Therefore, we all have this intuitive nature in us. I feel strongly that it's kind of pushed away from birth. And I think we tend to do it in our children even. For example, you know, maybe a child will say, you know, I'm hot or I'm cold or I'm hungry, and you know, somebody will respond, no, you're not. You know, you're just wanting to do this type thing. And in actuality, what we're doing is we're taking away their sense of knowing what they are. And as this continues, as we grow, you see this in media. You're not this, you're this. You know, you're not supposed to be this, you're supposed to be this. And all this while, it starts, you know, like I said, as a wee babe. And all this while, you know, society, media, is telling us the same things over and over and over. So this gets buried down deep. So we all have it. It's not genetic. It's there in every one of us. To some degree, we're all intuitive. How tapped in and tuned in we are to it is different. And then how much of it is allowed to exist is different. And I promise you, it was never allowed to exist in me. I wasn't allowed any of my own opinions, feelings, or beliefs as a child. It was something that I had to just tune into and stop and listen to, you know, as I got older, you know, and I'm talking late 20s, early 30s, older. So, you know, no, it's not hereditary. It's given to us at birth. It's with us. It's who we're made up of.
Okay. And I know that you have a live radio show that has just launched. And so it's called The Secret Superpower Hour. So what is the secret superpower, and tell us a little bit about the show.
Well, part of the secret superpower is what we've been talking about, is your intuitive nature. You know, as part of my business, Momental Bliss, I feel like we all need to be connected to, you know, creativity, compassion, and that general connectivity that I mentioned before. And that is part of your secret superpower, is really realizing that you do have that in you. But also, it's just those little things that we dismiss as mundane things. You know, I have done previous shows on, you know, recognizing what makes you angry. You know, what is it that makes you want to pull your hair out? Because that is your secret superpower. Because once you recognize that and you embrace that and you harness that in, you can actually turn that into a business where it's making you money.
Oh.
Because if it drives you crazy, it can drive somebody else crazy.
Other people.
And once you own that and you really set yourself in it and you stop in the moment and say, okay, this is what it is, then you can turn that to your benefit. And that simplicity can be your super secret power. Or your secret superpower. And then, you know, I've talked on things as far as rituals, how we start our day and how we connect. And when we do this connection consistently, be it whenever during the day it is, and be it however we choose, meditative, journaling, praying, exercise, whatever it is, the more we do that, the more consistently we have that ritual, the easier it is for us to flow through our days and those rough bumps when stress or anxiety comes up on us. We're able to go back, claim that sense that we had during that ritual time, and power through that without so much reactivity. So, again, that becomes a secret superpower. So, you see, it's yes, it's about that vibration, that energy that I want you to recognize and embrace, but it's also recognizing that there's so many little tiny things in life that we dismiss. We overlook, we take for granted. And when we go back and get into that moment of those tiny little things and embrace them and allow them to empower us, they become secret superpowers. So I bring that to the show. I also want to bring people who have found those secret superpowers and who have taken those and made money with them, and who have made a life joyful with them, and who have really momentally began to exist. And so I bring those people on as guests.
That is so awesome. And you and I have both discussed how our week this week has been just, you know, unordinarily odd and crazy and just a little more hectic than what we, I guess, had expected. And I just started practicing mindfulness. I showed you a picture of this new book that I got, and I don't even know the name of it right now, but it is a phenomenal book. And just this week alone, I have been like the busiest of all get out. But with me starting to be more mindful and aware of what was going on around me and setting up that routine, that ritual, like you said, in the morning, I pray and I meditate in the morning. Today, I had so much on my agenda, I just wanted to skip and cross out prayer and meditation because I just wanted to get right to work. So I was like, no, Alicia, you are going to sit down, you are going to pray and meditate because that is going to help you to have a better alignment throughout the day. So I did that, and all this week I have been at such a peace, and I have not been taking the little things for granted. If life didn't turn out how I wanted it to turn out, normally I would get crazy mad, but now it's like, okay, it didn't turn out, but I am still able to do whatever I am at this moment. I can appreciate this moment right now. So I really agree with what you had just said about that secret superpower and identifying what it is that's inside of you to kind of just keep you at a certain level.
Yeah, and the problem that I see is that we don't have this instilled in us early enough. You know, as a single mom, I see I have to, you know, hold a few more roles with my kids than if I were in, you know, a relationship, had a husband, they had a father figure that was consistent, all of those wonderful things. So I see even more that we have to give this to our children so that they grow up with it, so they're not in, you know, in my case, their late 20s and their early 30s just figuring this out. Imagine how much easier life would have been, I think, on my side had I been gifted with the ability to learn how to do this. And so in my case, I teach it. You know, I was trying to teach my children meditation. I had one who jumped on the bandwagon and could be the biggest yogi guru, whatever. You know, I mean, he's just there. He's zoned. He's all on it. However, my younger one fought it, fought it, fought it, fought it, fought it, fought it. And so finally I realized that journaling was his form of meditation. So we journal as a family together, and now we're doing a guided visualization journal. And I hope that they will take these little tools that I'm imparting, and then the practices that they see me modeling, like you and your mindfulness and the things that I do here, and that they're going to, for example, they're getting ready for a really big competition on a national level. Maybe they can employ these as they're really stepping into the stress and the anxiety, but also the enthusiasm and excitement about what they're doing, and then also make it applicable as they go through life. And that they'll have the tools that I wasn't given as a child, that now it seems like society is just rushing us through, do, even as children, and we're not given back that awareness and that knowledge of put this into place so that things can be smoother, so that you don't have to be so reactive, so that you can be momental in your contemplation, in your experience of whatever is taking place.
That is so true, and I absolutely love that. And I know that you have something that is kind of unique to you and what you teach to your children. So I really want to talk about butt. No matter how big the butt is, or no matter how good the butt looks in your mind, it is not going to take you anywhere or get you anywhere if you have that butt. So let's talk about what you mean by butt.
Well, for me, you know, I say your butt's not going to get you there. And in reality, if you think about it, you're listening to this amazing conversation that somebody's having. You know, they're telling you something or they're pitching something to you, and all of a sudden this big word jumps out, and it's actually a little word, but it has a big impact. They'll stop and they'll say, but. And you're complete. If you think about it going forward, or if you think back to when you've heard this, or as you go through your day-to-day experiences, or even as you're reading, as you come up on that word, your complete anticipation and expectation changes the moment you hear that word. Mm-hmm. And what is happening in reality is even back when you're saying the word, I'm doing this, but you're putting brakes on what you're seeking, okay? Mm-hmm. Whether it's the reaction you're seeking, whether it's the what you're asking for to get from, you know, even the universe. If you're doing it in prayer, if you're doing it when you're asking, I want this, but if you're doing it in your day-to-day life, you know, I want a better job, but, and you're saying that out loud as though you're trying to give yourself confirmation, that but is putting the brakes on what you can receive, right? Mm-hmm. And it's putting the brakes on what people can receive from you, because that but is stopping everything. And I just think it's a matter of our language. There's a whole bunch of words that go with this, but right now, but is my pet peeve, and the one I'm trying to get out there the most, because I really don't see people understanding or recognizing how big of a brake job that really is. I mean, it's like, you know, you're putting your emergency brake on. You know, you're driving down the road, and you're going high speed, and everything's flowing to you. People are listening, whatever it is that's going on at the moment, and it's almost like you just pulled the emergency brake or slammed on the emergency brake, and everything comes to this skidding stop. That's what but is in our life. And so I try to teach that to the children, and I'm trying also, I'm putting it out there. I'm even writing some things on it now so where people can actually understand and be, again, it's a secret superpower, being more conscious of just that one little word and the power it has, and making that one little word go away so that so much more can come your way.
Are you able to provide like an example of how we can turn that around? Like saying, I want to go after my purpose, but I just don't feel like I am capable of doing it.
Well, that would go back to a whole nother language lesson in itself. You need to, you know, first release the whole, I don't feel capable that I can do it, because that's a language that you're putting out to the universe in your prayer or whomever it is you're speaking to, and you're telling them you're not ready. Okay, so when you say that you don't think you can do something, you're saying, I'm not ready to do it. Okay, so by removing that altogether, you know, you're going to help yourself. The word you can use in place of that is, however, you know, I want this. However, I need help in how to get it.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
That's a big difference.
You see how different that is? Because then you haven't said, I'm not ready for this. You said, I want it, and now I'm looking for help. And that is huge in not stopping flow towards you. So, and that language change in day-to-day life and everything that you do, and how you speak to yourself, your spouse, your children, your clients, makes a tremendous difference.
That is so powerful. And when you had said it, it like immediately just sounded so much better and more possible and doable and more believing. So I think that that was very powerful.
Well, and you can even change however to now. You know, I want this now. Show me how to get it. You know, you can choose your words. And if there's a place in sentences where you can't interchange, you know, now or something like that, I often insert however or yet in place of but. And that gives you a different flow in how you're speaking and what you're getting back.
Yeah, I can definitely see the difference in the flow there. And wow, Melina, you just have your hands in kind of in several different areas, but especially with your holistic enlightenment practice as well as the intuitive vibrational guide, I really do feel like mothers are just able to really learn from you and kind of develop that sense of energy of having that more smooth flow throughout their life. So is there anything that you have so that they can continue to thrive in their purpose-driven journey?
I do. You know, I offer a lot online at MomentumBliss.com. Mm-hmm. I offer a number of energy packages. I do my holistic enlightenment coaching either separately or combined with my energy work. Bottom line, I have group coaching opportunities, online. I have one-on-one coaching opportunities, and I have multiple packages. But what it all comes down to me is really talking with you and seeing what's going to fit. While I give you a bunch of different things to look at and see the price ranges on, I feel like for each person it may be different, and so we may need to look at customizing things to you. And so while, yes, you can see the packages there, I would love to talk with you directly at Melina Bliss Creates on Facebook or at MomentumBliss.com. You can, you know, I have a contact page there. And let's talk about which one might work for you, you know, and if we need to combine, the types of coaching I do, or if we need to just work on one focus singularly because that's what you're most comfortable with, then that's most certainly what we'll do.
Wow. I really did enjoy our conversation, and you just have so much knowledge and just insight to kind of like a different realm that we have been sheltered from or just really haven't been introduced to. So I know that there is going to be another opportunity where we can talk, maybe in a different format or a different setting. But do you have like any words of advice, food for thought for mothers who feel like there is something that is kind of pulling them, but they don't see it clearly, they don't know how to listen, and they just feel like they're getting some kind of help?
Well, you know, aside from talking with somebody like myself or like you, I think it's really important to stop in the moment when the minute they're having that feeling. You know, it can be like an overwhelming feeling, or it can just be a slight nag, and breathe into it and ask yourself. Ask whomever it is that you speak to in looking for what it is you're looking for, you know, again, your God, your source, your universe, whatever it is, ask for them to bring you that answer. Because we go through life, and we're kind of like this entitlement society now where we just expect everything to show up. Mm-hmm. However, we have to ask. So once you stop and you ask, what is it? What is it that I know there's something else there. Bring it to me. And when you ask, you have to be willing to listen. Mm-hmm. And so when you can stop and you can listen in that moment, be it your moment of prayer, journaling, meditation, and you understand the silence is an answer. The mm-hmm. silence is your opportunity to really sink in and get yourself ready. And after mm-hmm. you work through the silence, then the answers start to flow because you've mm-hmm. asked for the answers. And the silence has gotten you ready for the answers, and then the answers come.
Right.
And as a mom, a single mom, especially with a special needs child and homeschooling, I have to do that a lot. You know, I have to stop in that moment, inhale, and ask for whatever it is I'm needing. And especially if I know that I have something else that I'm supposed to be sharing with you, you know, with the world, with whomever, my clients, I have to still step back and say, aside from all that's going on in life, what is it I'm supposed mm-hmm. to be bringing to the picture right now? And then I have to be willing to sit in silence and then listen for the answers.
Mm.
All right, so you have just heard from Melina Bliss, and I will have all of her contact information in the show notes if you did miss it. So don't forget that with everything that we have going on in our lives, all of the chaos, all of the overwhelm, we have the ability to control how we receive our environment. So just stop in the moment and remember to breathe, because we have taken so many things for granted. We have overlooked so many tiny little things that can make the difference in creating your new opportunity. And most importantly, I would love to hear from you. So whenever you get a chance, just shoot me an email, aliciaaskyou@outlook.com, and let me know what you think about the show. Let me know your thoughts, your opinions, or any topics that you want to hear from other mothers, and I will get them on the show for you, because I am doing this show for your transition to make it a smooth and easy transition for you so that you can walk purposefully in your golden life. So until next time, I want to wish you much peace, joy, and love on your purpose-driven journey.